And from our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Damon. So glad you're here today. Being in a relationship, Tom, can come with its share of ups and downs. Add in finances and money issues, and you could have the perfect recipe for disaster. So here's the question. Should a woman give her man that she is dating money? And if she does, is she only making matters worse? This morning, I'm going inside her story with worldofmoney.org founder Sabrina Lamb, whose book, Do I Look Like an ATM?, is nominated for an NAACP Image Award. Good morning, Sabrina.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Now, I want to be clear that your book, Do I Look Like an ATM?, is not for single women. It's actually for parents. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I designed it because of the 9 years of work that I've been doing in teaching financial education to our children. And what I have found, there's an emotional connection that we have towards money and whether or not we're going to have a healthy relationship with money that prevents us from establishing a sound financial foundation. And so before we get to dividends and investments and so forth, we have to feel whether or not we're even worthy of being financially secure.
Okay, so you mentioned emotions and money. Let's talk about love. Okay, so single women giving their men money, and I'm not talking about emergencies because everybody has emergency situations. I'm talking about a man that could be living like a financial nightmare, your words, Sabrina. He says he can't afford to pay his rent or his cable bill this month. He asks his girlfriend for the money. Should she give it to him?
Absolutely not. No. And you know, it seems like ever since the Cosby Show went off the air, there's been this tragedy, this epidemic of women feeling that if they give the man that they love money, that this is going to connect them emotionally to them. And what it does is sends the opposite signal. It actually tells the man, first of all, that this woman does not feel that he can go and get it himself, because men in this culture are socialized to provide and protect. And the other issue, it sends a message that she doesn't feel that she's worthy of building her own financial house. And what I'm seeing is that women feel that they're not even worthy. They need to just give away everything. Meanwhile, their rent hasn't been paid. And Taekwon, or whatever Ashy Man's name is,
what if it's the other way around? What if he asked her? I mean,
no,
what if she asked him?
And I'm glad you asked that, Tom,
I am glad that you asked that question.
Me
because
too.
It's the same thing. I believe that people should be financially compatible. And if someone's always tapping you on the shoulder to bail them out financially, the best, the most humanistic thing you can do for them is to point them in the direction of a financial advisor. To continue reward them for their financial nightmares is not pointing them in the direction of empowerment.
But you didn't call her Ashy.
Okay, the Ashy Woman then.
All right,
the
then.
Ashy Woman. Now, how does a woman, Sabrina, you know, a lot of times love can be blinding, especially for women. How does a woman know that a man is just using her for an ATM?
Well, because a man brings to you joy. Who loves you brings to you joy and provides opportunities and experiences and protection and so forth for you. If he's asking you, particularly if he just met you, and the first thing he wants to talk about is, well, you know, I got to pay my rent and I got to do all this, you are being set up to be hoodwinked. And there's so many women, what's really happening is that some men are doing that, and they're taking the money they're getting from these unsuspecting women, and they're taking them to women that they really love.
Who's doing that?
And how do you know?
Ashyman.
It's her business.
Ashyman.com.
and soon to come, Ashywoman.com, right?
Right, exactly, okay. Exactly.
So, Sabrina, let's empower some women, because I have girlfriends who have done this. They've been in they've been in relationships for a while where men are constantly asking them for money, and they feel like, you know, I love him, I should help him, but it's a situation where they are being used. How do these women learn to say no? If a man comes and asks you for money, but you want to continue the relationship, you want to say no. How do you say no?
Well, Jackie, no is a complete sentence. Grown women don't explain themselves. And what they really must know is that when they reward men who do that, it backfires. Because what happens is that, first of all, they'll start accusing the man of all the things that they, you know, said, all the things that they did for him. And then it tells the man that I don't really like her. I don't really respect her. Because, first of all, she doesn't even have her financial house in the order, and she's just giving me money without respect for herself. Men love women who respect themselves.
Well, he must think she got her house in order if he's borrowing money.
But he don't even care whether she does or not or where she's getting it. I'm hearing from women who have children, who are raising children alone, who are supporting or rewarding men and without building a financial nest for their children. That's what I'm saying.
Does resentment ever come into play? I mean, you know, if the woman's making more money and she is financially successful, let's say she can't afford to give him money, but he's living, you know, from check to check. Is there resentment that comes in even if he asks for the money and she gives it?
But it depends on what it's for. If you are building towards a business for real estate, for mutual funds, for stocks, for things that have real value, if you're going to the mall to buy a PlayStation, that's not a beneficial relationship. And so, again, we have to, the two people really need to get on the same page, and particularly if they're just dating, or indefinitely if they're married, because legally they should always be on the same page financially.
Should the woman buy his asher behind some lotion?
Absolutely, and buy stock in the company, Tom.
Should a woman date a man that's just broke?
Well, what does broke mean? A man, just because a man, for example, you think is a millionaire does not mean that he has the emotional ability to support you.
Yeah, but you know he doesn't have a job. Now, should a woman...
Yeah, if he doesn't have a job, if he can't pay his bills, if he can't afford to, you know...
No, I think what women can do and what women should do is to emotionally support that man and point him in the direction of standing up on his own.
And the other way?
The other way is to support him. Here it is. To support him and to treat him like he's a child is not treating a man like a man.
All right. All right. Mm. All right.
All right. WorldofMoney.org.
And if she's
Sabrina
broke.
Lamb.
If she's out
the
of
book,
a job.
They're at his mama's house.
As the man.
Parents. Do I look like an ATM? Congratulations on the nomination.
That's great. That's great, Jackie. Just in time for Valentine's Day. That's great.